Kygo and One Republic at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, Zach here with the best mix in the morning show and your music news now. It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. And Heat Magazine claims Adele and Rich Paul are allegedly planning to marry. A source tells the magazine Adele and Rich have been very clear that they will be getting married, but they've got no plans to take anything public until things are official. They haven't set a date for the wedding, but they've started planning it. It's going to be in L.A., and the guest list is huge, at least 200 people. The plan is to buy places in L.A. and in London. Adele loves that Rich is wealthy enough to make that happen. She loves that they're on equal footing when it comes to their finances. Adele is so happy to have met a man who excites her and also makes her feel calm and secure. She says it's like nothing she's ever experienced. She's sure he's the one for her. And Gwen Stefani joins this year's The Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration. And it turns out the singer has fond memories of the theme park. Speaking to Entertainment Tonight from Disneyland, the singer explained that she grew up in a home that was close to the park. It was basically in her backyard. She says, quote, "My parents used to pick us up from school and we'd be driving down Harvard Boulevard going, oops, we made the wrong turn. I guess we have to go to Disneyland today. It's just one of those things that we would do every year," Gwen recalled, noting that she does the same thing with her kids, 15-year-old Kingston, 13-year-old Zuma, and Apollo, who's 7. She says, quote, "I bring the kids every single year at Christmas time, so I know that they would be freaked out to know that I'm actually here right now. They're going to be like, why didn't you bring us?" Gwen laughed. The Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration aired just last night on ABC, but you can catch it on ABC's streaming platforms and on Disney+. And that is music news for today here at 98.3 The Coast and the best mix in the morning show.